All right, friends, we're doing another commuter audio series on ear training, and we've done a few so far. This is assuming that you've listened to those and that you've pretty well been able to identify the 12 intervals. That's the nice thing about music is there's only 12 intervals, and you can learn them. And once you do that, you can transcribe any kind of music. Now, there's two songs I've been wanting to learn. We were at a gig yesterday, and someone requested Friends in Low Places. And I've been on several gigs in the last year where that tune has come up. And I'm like, darn, you know, I got to put this in the book. My band, The Way, I don't really talk about with you guys. It's thewayband.com. We have a huge repertoire and we never rehearse. Don't tell anybody, okay? Don't tell any potential clients or whatever. Not that you would. But we don't rehearse and we have a huge repertoire. And how is that possible? It's all based on ear training. It all comes, because a lot of it has to do with the way I organize things after I transcribe the tune. But I'm going to walk you through today, me transcribing. There's two songs I want to learn, Friends in Low Places and then Soul Shine from Warren Haynes, who's from the Allman Brothers or Government Mule. And I'm going to walk you through the process of what I do, and then you'll see, once it goes in the book, I never need to rehearse that tune again. I'm not saying we're the most polished band in the world. We're not. But we're spontaneous and fun, and we're very versatile. We have a large, because our repertoire is so big, we can just pick and choose what's relevant for the moment, and it makes people feel good. I really think that. So it's a way, it's a strategy, no pun intended, the way. But it's a strategy that I use. We're not polished. We don't play the same songs every time the same way. And so, you know, there are elements of chaos. And as long as that chaos is controlled, that's the way I kind of prefer it. Because then we can stretch and be creative and have fun. And I don't want to play the same songs the same way every time. I'm sorry. You know, but that's why I'm not in. I've tried it. I've been in cover bands and been fired from some. because I just wasn't. You know, I didn't do anything on purpose, but the other people in the band, on two occasions, I got fired from two different cover bands around the same time when I thought that's what I should be doing. And in neither case did I, like, do anything wrong or whatever, but they could just tell that I wasn't that into it. I tried to make myself be into it. Let's just leave it at that. Plus, one of them, the gigs were running super late. Like, you had to get there at, like, 9 to set up. They had this huge amount of equipment, one of them. And you had to help with that, number one. Then you didn't start playing till 11. You didn't finish till like 3 in the morning. So I didn't get home till like 4:30 in the morning after having left my house at like 8 or 8:30 or something. It was ridiculous. So why am I going on about this? I'm just, because you're a captive audience in the car, I guess. But anyway, I'll get on with it. I'm going to assist you through my process of transcribing the whole song. And first, I'm going to start with the lyrics. This is an important step. I'm also going to give you some organizational tips on how I do things. So first, I'm going to get the lyrics off Google and put them in a Word document where I can print them out really big. You know, I don't print the chorus lyrics several times. I just label the first chorus, chorus. I know this may sound obvious, but these little tips. I label the first chorus, chorus, and then whenever a chorus comes up, I just put the word chorus, so that there's less words on the overall page, if you see what I mean, and then I can make the font bigger, all right? So I don't memorize lyrics. You know, that's another small disadvantage, in my opinion, about The Way, if I had to self-critique, is that I have to look at lyrics, and I have to flip pages, and the music isn't memorized. But, that's the way I run things. So if you're curious, you go to thewayband.com. But let's get on with it. Friends in Low Places, I'm going to first print the lyrics on big, nice Word document in a nice, easy, readable font. And one little other small tip about how to prepare the lyrics. Most of the time, I dump the lyrics into Notepad, the program Notepad, or some equivalent where there's no formatting. So then when I import it into Word where I can change it up and change the font and make it look nice, there's no formatting that I have to undo. I'm just thinking of some other little pointers that I do is I try and fit it all on one page. I use a nice, you know, font like Arial. This particular one, I was able to get it up to 14 point so I can see it on the gig.